If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules and jurisprudential status of hijab according to Ayatollah Khamenei in this episode and hopefully in the upcoming episodes consecutively. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. SubhanAllah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are going to talk about some of the jurisprudential rules or laws, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, about hijab. And we've started concept from the last episode onwards, inshallah. And let me ask you, Sheikh Javid, with this question at the beginning of this episode, that it happens to a lot of people when they want to, in fact, take some driving classes, all right?
Yeah.
And especially I'm talking about women who have to join some of the classes, and for their practical dimension of the driving test, they have to, in fact, drive the car with the help of a non-mahram, for example, an instructor, yes. Right? So is it permissible for a woman, in fact, even if she observes the hijab and chastity throughout the whole class in the car, staying actually or being alone, for example, with a non-mahram instructor, all right, teaching her, for example, some driving lessons?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. According to Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no objection to learning driving with the help of a non-mahram instructor, mm-hmm. provided that she observes hijab and chastity and ensures that actually no negative or vile consequences are there, or you know, no haram thing is going to be committed, and she is confident that she will not fall into a sin. Because if it's feared that she will fall into a sin, then it's not permissible to for her to be in the same car with a non-mahram. Mm-hmm. And Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that, of course, it is advisable that one among her mahram should accompany her. For example, if she has a brother, or if she is married and her husband is there, it is very much recommended that she be accompanied by one of her mahram relatives. And it is even much better that if she learns driving with the help of female instructor, because we, for example, in some countries there are female instructors, and of course if there are one such instructor, it is, you know, much better for her to turn to such instructors and mm-hmm. not go to a male trainer or a male instructor.
Yes.
Yeah, to learn how to learn driving.
Okay. Sheikh Javid, we know that in educational, for example, or academic spheres or circles, university students socialize and associate with each other very much. And sometimes it ranges from their subjects that they study to lots of other things, sometimes unrelated. For example, they even, they tell some light-hearted jokes, for example, all right,
yeah,
to each other. But of course, even if it is not with a questionable intention or sexual pleasure, all right, is
yes.
it permissible for students to mingle and socialize like this at universities?
Yeah. Well, there's no objection to being together, for example, university students of both sexes meeting each other or discussing scientific issues, you know, as long as, you know, they are confident and that they will not fall into a sin, and of course, as long as the female students observe proper hijab, because hijab is mandatory and it's obligatory. And also, more importantly, the question, the intention is also very important, you know. When there is no, you know, questionable intention involved, just as you rightly mentioned, and one is immune from corrupting practices, from haram things, from mischievous, from falling into a sin, then it is permissible. coming together. But it's, you know, it's precautionary, of course, not to engage and not to, you know, break jokes with girls and, you know.
Or silly talk.
These jokes sometimes lead to, vile consequences.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our episode of Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away. La ilaha
illallah, Allahu Akbar. The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about Ayatollah Khamenei's views on the laws of hijab or hijab-related issues with Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, what is the ruling in the case of looking at pictures of or photos of non-mahram women who are not wearing hijab, you know? What does Ayatollah Khamenei say on viewing, for example, women on that appear on television, for example? Is this ruling different whether these women are Muslims or non-Muslims, or whether it is, for example, a live broadcast or not?
Well, that's a good question. I've come across these questions and have come across people asking this question. You know, they wonder as to whether it's permissible for them to look at those women without hijab on TV and when the program is broadcast live. So, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, looking at the picture of non-mahram women does not have the ruling of looking at the woman herself, because when a woman is in front of you, you look at that woman who is sitting in front of you. But for example, if there is a woman being if there is a woman's picture, mm-hmm. and you see that picture, of course they are not the same, you know. The same is the case with a woman you watch or see on television. Of course, there's no objection to watching such pictures or such movies, unless looking is, of course, accompanied by lust or some kind of lustful intention. You know, if there is a fear of falling, you know, victim to some kind of temptation, then it's not permissible to look at the picture as well, because if you look at the picture with lustful intention, it does not make any difference whether the picture is broadcast live, mm-hmm. or it is broadcast from an archive. It does not make any difference. So what is important is for a Muslim woman, for a Muslim man, in fact, to protect himself from watching things with lustful intention. As long as there's no such intention, of course, it is permissible.
Does the same ruling apply to whether you're looking at mahram or non-mahram? I mean, like Muslim and non-Muslim women?
Of course, you know, we have the liberty to see non-mahram, non-Muslim women who do not, you know, observe hijab and who are not in the habit of covering themselves. Of course, as long as we do not have lustful intention, there is no problem. And also there is, you know, a difference between live broadcast and, you know, when something is broadcast live. You know, Ayatollah Khamenei says that one should not view pictures of non-mahram women on television that are broadcast live, provided that, you know, if there is such an intention, mm-hmm. you know, there is such intention, of course, one should not. And then, he says that If a program is not broadcast live, there is no problem in watching it and seeing pictures, and provided that it is done without ill intention, without lustful intention, and one is confident that he is not going to fall into a sin.
Okay, thank you very much, Shabit, for your nice contribution to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this program. We say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Till next time.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا